It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for July 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The world's largest tunnel boring machine is about to get to work in Seattle this weekend. Big Bertha, named for former Seattle Mayor Bertha Knight Landis, looks kind of like a giant blue-tipped mechanical cigarette, except it's way cooler. It's built with the help of countries like Spain and Japan. Big Bertha is going to hold a crew of 30 to 40 engineers. It'll dig up to 100 feet a day and build a massive tunnel under the city for a new freeway. Greg Hauser is the deputy project manager for contractor Seattle Tunnel Partners, which is putting Big Bertha into action. Greg, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So break it down for me, Greg. What is Big Bertha?
This is like a submarine, only this isn't underwater, but it's a tunnel constructing factory. It's capable of excavating soft, flowing, unstable soils and come up with a dry tunnel, a dry, safe tunnel, where we can build a highway through it, and that's what we intend to do.
So this is a very exacting digging machine. It only creates the space that it lives in and then replaces that with a tunnel segments.
That's correct.
I've looked at this thing, and it's got an amazing sort of, I mean, we wouldn't call it a drill bit, I guess, but it looks like this, I don't know, it's like a giant flat circular thing with teeth on it. I mean, how does it work? Does it sort of jiggle, or what does it do?
Well, no, it doesn't jiggle. It rotates.
Okay. So it grinds, sort of? Or?
Well, it grinds, it tears, it rips.
Okay.
What it is we just, the cutter head rips and tears through the soil. The scrapers bring the loosened soil inside the, behind the cutter head in the plenum. And then
you shoot it out.
Brings it out. Yeah, and then the screw conveyor takes it out and puts it on a conveyor and it comes out the end of the tunnel.
How big is it?
It's 57 foot, 6 inches.
Across the diameter.
Right, the diameter, in diameter. And we're about 360 feet long. And we're digging a couple hundred feet, I think, at the deepest point here.
Oh, wow.
Because the other thing that makes it pretty unique is we're going right below the city of Seattle.
What about this project and about the technology in 2013 just sort of amazes you or really fascinates you as someone who's experienced with this?
You know, when I started in this business in the mid-70s, the tunnel itself is completely pressurized. The men are working under that pressure all day long and driving the tunnel all by hand. And it was very dangerous and very time-consuming and very expensive. This is no less expensive, I want you to know, but it is less time-consuming and it's much less dangerous.
Greg Hauser is the deputy project manager for Seattle Tunnel Partners, which is the contractor digging the Great Alaskan Way Viaduct with the giant machine, Big Bertha. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And before we go, drones could be worth more dead than alive in the Colorado town of Deer Trail. The town is considering offering hunting licenses and $100 bounties for unmanned aerial vehicles. You'd apparently have to bag a whole or nearly whole drone to get your reward. So I guess exploding bullets are out. Philip Steele, the man who collected signatures to put the idea on the town's ballot, told the local TV station, quote, "They fly in town, they get shot down." Fair enough, cowboy. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.